السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على أكرم الخلق سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، بقول الله عز وجل في محكم تنزيله وعز من قائل بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون، صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, beloved brothers, we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. And we ask Almighty Azza wa Jal to send His special mercies, blessings, salutations upon the noblest and choicest of all creation, our beloved master and leader, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with his family members, with his companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, and all those who follow in their footsteps till the day of Qiyamah. Respected brothers, everything that happens in this world happens with the qadr of Allah. In a hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when explaining to us the articles of faith, so in this hadith 6 aspects are mentioned. And one of them, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, part of your iman, an integral part of your belief, نُؤْمِنُ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ وَحُلْوِهِ وَمُرِّهِ. To believe in qadr, to believe in taqdeer, to believe in faith, that good and bad, sweet and sour, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now sometimes we faced with certain situations that we might be adverse towards. It's against our liking. We dislike it, but the outcome is better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes you dislike something, but it is better for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. And sometimes you like something, but that is bad for you. Now on this topic, one of the most difficult tests of qadr for our iman is when we or our loved ones become sick. How do we handle this test? And this, what as a mu'min and as a believer, how do we react towards it? And what are the wisdoms and the benefits of falling sick? So whether it is ourselves or it's related to those that are close around us, how do we respond and how do we react to it? And sickness, brothers, is something that is part and parcel of life. It's something, some people have temporary sicknesses, others have chronic, permanent illnesses. Sickness is something that is universal. It affects all, young or old, male or female, rich or poor. There is no one that can say they spared or they secure or safe from falling ill and falling sick. So in this few minutes that we have, what is the prophetic teachings? What is the Quranic injunctions? It's a reminder for us, for you, for me, for myself, for you. Therefore, I would like to dedicate this khutbah to all those that are ill, to my dad who's not present here and he's ill, and to all those who are ill in South Africa and throughout the world. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants all of them complete shifa from His treasures, and He grants afia and well-being, and makes it easy for them and for the family members. The first point, brothers, is when a person becomes sick, the first step and the first point is to hand it over to Allah. As I mentioned, we say this is the qadr of Allah. I cannot understand it. Why am I sick? Why is this happening to me? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better. My understanding is limited. But tomorrow and on the day of Qiyamah, in the afterlife, the outcome of this is better for me. As a mu'min and as a believer, this should be our outlook. That we should still remain positive. Despite a situation that is completely negative, still have a positive look at it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in a hadith, a mu'min and a believer should have positive thoughts about Allah. Always think good about Allah. Now when things are in our favor, when life is good, money is coming in, health is good, conditions are favorable, then it's easy to have good thoughts about Allah. But when life is difficult, when there's sickness, when conditions are going against us, at that time, to have good thoughts about Allah. And how do we have good thoughts about Allah at that time? We say, Ya Allah, I cannot understand this. But I know it is better for me. You have put me in this situation. The end result is better. I hand over the matter to you. This is what Qadr is. Now, Qadr is all encompassing. When a person is afflicted with difficulty and sickness, this at that time it's a test of his belief in Qadr. And we need to ask ourselves the question, do I really believe in Qadr? At that time, when things are against me, look at the positive outcome. So this is the first aspect for a mu'min. The second point, brothers, is when a person becomes sick, when a person is ill, this is a very, very powerful tool. It's a powerful mechanism for cleansing our sins, to get the forgiveness of Allah. And there are so many ahadith mentioned to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that elaborates this aspect, that Allah ta'ala forgives a person's sins through this sickness, through this difficulty. I mentioned to you a few incidents. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited a sahabi who was ill. And he said to the sahabi that I am giving you glad tidings. I am giving you khush khabri, bushra. Ya Rasulullah, I'm sick. What glad tidings are you giving me? I am in difficulty. I'm experiencing a fever. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, this fever that you are experiencing is part of Jahannam in this world, through which Allah will save you from the Jahannam of the next life. This fever that you are experiencing is like Jahannam in this world, through which Allah will save you from the Jahannam of the next life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited a lady, Ummu Sa'ib, and inquired, asked her, greeted her, and said, how are you feeling? She said, I am unwell. She was also experiencing a fever, and she cursed the fever because of the difficulty that she was in. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her that do not curse the fever. Don't curse this fever, because this fever is a means, it's a purification for your wrongdoings and for your sins. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us an example, easy for us to understand, like that gold. For that gold to come out on the other side pure, it has to go through that furnace. It has to go through that heating process. And then it comes out pure on the other side. Similarly, understand, you are going through this process. You are experiencing this fever, this difficulty. You are going through this furnace, through which on the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with pure iman. Another incident, Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu visited a person who was ill. And he said, again, I tell you and I remind you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving your sins through this. And he mentioned one more point. And he said that let this be a reflection for you. Let the sickness be a reflection for you. That when you become better, when you are cured from it, you become a better person. Sometimes, brothers, we become so comfortable. We are deluded with the things of this world. And when a sickness comes to us, when a difficulty comes to us, it humbles us. It brings us back down to earth. We realize who is in control. This was the advice of Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu to the person who he visited. And there's so many other incidents, brothers. Another lesson we learn from this. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would visit those who are ill. He would make it a habit of visiting those. And there's so many benefits and virtues of visiting the sick, which we don't have time to discuss today. But multiple benefits are mentioned. The third point, brothers, it teaches us to appreciate the bounties that we took for granted. When a person becomes sick, then he realizes the value of health. When a person is sick and lying in bed, the next day when he is healthy and he can wake up, then he realizes the value of health. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, ni'matani maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. There are two bounties and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which majority of mankind are negligent with regards to it. And one of them, as-siha, is health. The second one, free time. Appreciate and value your time before you become occupied. Don't take it for granted. We appreciate it. We appreciate these bounties and blessings, especially the bounty of health. When a person becomes sick, he doesn't take his health for granted then. Number four, brothers, when a person becomes sick, then his heart becomes soft. His soul becomes receptive. His dealing with others becomes more, in a much more soft manner. He can relate to others. How is that? That a person is sick or is experiencing a headache and he doesn't normally suffer from migraines, but he experiences a migraine and then he's given relief from that. Then when he hears about someone else who's suffering from a migraine, not now and then, but on a weekly basis or on a daily basis, he thanks Allah that, oh Allah, I had to suffer or go through it only once. This person has to go through it many more times. A person's heart becomes receptive. His soul becomes soft. He opens up the doors of charity. He gives more charity. He prays more. He makes dua. When we are sick, brothers, what is the level of our dua? What is our communication with Allah? It improves our ta'alluq and our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another point, brothers. Number five, when a person falls sick, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in the hadith that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed a certain position in paradise for a person. Allah has decreed this, that Allah wants you to get this high position and place in Jannah. But for some reason or the other, because of that person's deeds, they are unable to reach this position. They cannot attain that position. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this sickness, through this difficulty, through this calamity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises a person's position. Easy way for us to understand is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting us the examination paper. Allah wants us to get an A. Allah wants us to get an A in that paper. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts that difficulty and Allah raises our status. In the hadith it is mentioned, لَمْ يَبْلُغْهُ عَمَلُهُ, that a person's deeds cannot get him to that status that Allah wants him, that position that Allah wants him to get in paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us through this, Allah is giving us good deeds. Allah is giving us credit without doing good deeds. By means of being just bearing this, Allah is giving us this high position. Another point, brothers, through this difficulty, through this calamity, it's a means of earning sabr. Now we know the virtues and the fada'il of sabr and patience. But we can read sabr and about sabr in kitabs. But we learn sabr practically. When a person undergoes some difficulty, some trial, some calamity, then he has to deal with it. So he learns sabr. It's an excuse to persevere and to be patient, to be tolerant on this, and to understand it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah says he rewards those who are patient with unlimited reward. Unlimited reward. So this is another excuse for us to learn sabr through this difficulty through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises a person's status. We are encouraged to visit others. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas. He was ill. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua and said three times, Allahumma shfi sa'dan, Allahumma shfi sa'ad, Allahumma shfi sa'ad. Oh Allah, grant cure and shifa to Sa'ad. When we visit a sick person, give them words of comfort, console them. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, La ba'sa tahurun insha'Allah. Allahumma shfihi, Allahumma aafihi. That very soon you will recover. No problem, inshallah. You're looking well, you'll get better. May Allah grant you complete shifa. These are words of comfort that we should give to those who are sick. And understand this. This is a few of the wisdoms and benefits of falling sick. The fada'il and the virtues of visiting a sick person, inshallah, we'll discuss at another time. But very quickly, brothers, to summarize it. Number one, we hand over and we say this is the qadr of Allah. Number two, it's a means of forgiveness for our sins. Number three, we appreciate the bounties and blessings that we took for granted. Number four, it makes our heart receptive, our soul more soft. Number five, it elevates our position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us in paradise. And number six, it's an opportunity for us to learn sabr and to learn patience. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.